How do people connect with you? What do you think is the narrative that people get?
Well, I think early on, particularly with Nancy and I, our narrative was being outside, being in nature. We were the environmental troubadours, is what we were dubbed. And, you know, we did benefits for, you know, environmental issues. We would do, conservation and preservation issues. Got involved with National Trust for Historic Preservation, so it actually came up into preserving historic architecture and gardens. That was kind of our narrative, and that's who we were. I mean, Nancy is she's gardening fanatic, you know. And then just, I think a lot of it had to do with just preservation, just in a little bit of a Luddite, a little bit of just chill, relax, you know.
And can musicians make a living these days? I mean, is it possible without getting the kind of head start that you had? Or, you know, I think about the way, sure, you can put your YouTube video on and for some twist of fate, like you say, some luck involved, all of a sudden it's viral and people know who you are, like those guys who did What Does the Fox Say? All of a sudden,
yeah,
you know, they're referencing that on sporting events,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole cultural phenomenon,
yeah,
based on the fact that they had a popular YouTube video. So
yeah.
is it just more of a lottery kind of thing now?
Well, those guys, I don't know much about I do know about that song because my kids really liked that. They had a fun time with that. But what else have they done? I mean, I don't know the name of the group that put that together. Once they got that huge notoriety, did they have a big catalog of material for people to fall back on? Was that the thing that helped people discover, you know?
No, they're baristas now.
They're
I don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, there are so many artists. That's true. And, you know, when we were learning our craft, you couldn't go to school. Now you can go to school and get a degree in songwriting, you know. Band managing, you know, music administration, you know, sound guy forming. There are classes. You can come out with a piece of paper that says, I've learned all that.
But it seems like capitalism has gotten to the point where, you know, if you're not American Idol, you know, or at least competing on it, you don't have to win it. In fact, if you don't win it, it's
right,
usually
yeah,
better.
Yeah, that's going to say that. Right? You're a little bit better
but
off.
But Tom Petty's saying, you know, if you would have told me that people would be listening to the winner of a game show, that would be the popular people, we would have just laughed at you. So, I mean, capitalism has really taken the music industry and made it something, you know, not what the reason you got into it or I got into radio.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and, you know, the culture is in such need of stories being told from a perspective that's not capitalistic, something that really comes from one's soul and really tells a story that needs to be told about,
yeah,
you know, what's happening now with the climate under siege and the 1% of the country, the 1% of the economy, the one percenters, those in the top income, owning 90% of the income in this country. I mean, there's a lot of serious shit that's going on right now. So how would somebody 18, 19 years old listening to this say, well, what do I do? How can I make a living doing what I do? And how would I go about getting out there, getting myself out there?
Well, again, it would be a lot of soul searching. You know, you'll have an upper leg if you're writing about what's important to you and who you are. It just tends to work that way. I can't believe my daughter got into nutrition and diet, and she ended up marrying an extreme sports cyclist. So everything in her world is about nutrition and exercising and sports. And that's what she does for a living, and that's what she does, that's her vacation, that's her passion. It's all working together, and her and her husband are doing phenomenally well. And it's not like that's just their day job, and they do something completely different. It's kind of like she's a musician in a way, but really, really focused on just sort of one theme.
Following her bliss.
Yeah. No, it's going to be interesting to, you know, there'll be somebody else, like, you know, Kurt Cobain or Chris, or, you know, Taylor Swift, or You know, the Beatles are going to come along.
It's coming.
There'll be something else. Yeah, there'll be something else. And we'll all shake our heads there for a minute like we did with Taylor. It's kind of like, something not right about this. And then she does everything just right. Everything she says and everything she does, because she's coming from that completely 100% committed place, as did Kurt, you know.
Authentic. Follow your bliss, be authentic. This could be the advice for anything.
Well, you know, and then back to the Paul McCartney example. I mean, when you think about the four Beatles, each one of them had their character, right? You know, about the serious one, the quiet one. Paul McCartney was the friendly one. Paul McCartney was everybody's friend. Look at him today. He's everybody's friend. I mean, that's who he always was, and that's how he's just always taken it.
Playing with the Foo Fighters.
He's everybody's pal.
You know, it's too bad that Americana Triangle is not like a diamond, and you can get up into Chicago and get some serious blues with that. So where do you go next? Do you go north? Do you go? I mean, because it seems like you've kind of went to the Southwest, and then you started going east. So I'm thinking South Carolina, Florida, or what? Where do you go next?
Cuba.
No jodas.
Yeah, Cuba. I've always loved Cuban
music. Have you been there?
No.
Things are opening up. You can bring cigars
that's,
now.
That's really exciting. You know, it's interesting. I don't know. You know, I think the thing that I have found with Mississippi is such a core place for me right now. I might hang. I mean, I kind of hung with Southwest and the Badlands for a couple of themes there, but I've written about another half an album's worth of material that falls right into the, you know,
into the theme.
New
Orleans, maybe.
Yeah.
Wild Chapatulas.
Yeah.
Professor Longhair.
Yeah. All of that stuff. I love country music. I love all of it. It's just, you know.
Thanks for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Very grateful to talk to you about these records, which are really important to me, and I think really beautiful records. I wish you continued success.
Thank you. Thank you very much.